on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It's sunny today, but we have a storm tomorrow. Hooray, seasonal depression.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
That's not a joke, by the way. We actually do have a storm coming tomorrow, so just prepare yourself.
It's not just a radio.
The slightest, lowest of keys of a tornado warning as well. So this is also your weather segment, and nieces know best.
Did you know that Maryland be Maryland hard right now with weather? I mean, it's showing its full effects this week, right? Remember it was beautiful and sunny a couple of days ago? Like, what was that about? Now It's freezing the next day. It was Saturday into Sunday. I was like, what? It's abrupt. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. Let's get into this. If you've never been here for one of these episodes before, we need to introduce you to Jess's nieces. Who are these ladies, Jess?
I talk to my nieces once a week just about different things that are going on in my life because I'm really close to my family. So I chat with my niece Maya, who's 10, and my niece Abby, who actually just turned 13 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Happy
so,
birthday.
Yeah. I wonder if she actually remembered. Because sometimes they both say their wrong age. But yeah, I just talk to them about different things that are going on in my life.
I don't know if you guys are experiencing the same thing where you're living, but I do know that you know what it feels like when the weather sucks. And seasonal depression can have a really big effect on everyone. And at least over here, spring is around the corner, but it feels like this winter is the longest winter that we have ever experienced. So I was wondering if you guys have any recommendations on how to deal with seasonal depression. Abby, you go first.
I think if you're sad, give yourself that time and that space. I think that during that period, you should go to your watch list and pick something that you've been meaning to watch, but you haven't had time for.
Yes. Mai, what do you think?
Whenever the weather's bringing me down, something that I always do is that I play Animal Crossing.
You play Animal Crossing? So you play one of your favorite games.
All the villagers are so sweet and nice there. Oh, I love them. It's perfect.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
She's like an Animal Crossing world. Weather's nice every day.
Everything's always nice there.
Everything's fine,
man. Virtual land.
Has anybody given up on just trying to fix seasonal depression at this point? I don't even know. Like, this winter was so damn cold, bro. Like,
it's so long.
Am I wrong, too? Like, did this not seem like the longest Maryland winter?
I don't know. Do we feel
ever?
This way every year, or
maybe.
Is it actually legitimately? Because I was thinking about this morning, and I was talking to Garage Boy about it as well. I was like, is this like the longest we've ever experienced, or does it just feel like that, or does this happen every single year?
Do we say this every single year on March the 4th?
I got my nails done, and I got them like a bright spring color.
That helps, right?
That's helped me.
Yeah.
So I just keep looking at them.
What are you doing to get through this winter, man? You can text us, call us, 410-583-1065. I just down a bottle of vitamin D.
Yes.
I got so much vitamin D in me.
And
just
what
to
is
get
it? The K2 as well?
K2, yeah.
Right? D3?
Yeah. Just trying to get through it right now, man.
Yeah, man.
So what's your tips we can get them on for Nieces Know Best to get through these next couple of days, hopefully.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's warm, you know?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.